Thank you, Carol Customer Support. This is Troy. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Carol Cox. I have a charge on my Discovery card from Tamari Masterful Crest. Is that you?
We're a third-party call center. We have hundreds of products for different merchants. It's possible that they're one of the merchants that we deal with.
Well, I need to find out what this is, because apparently it was a transaction date on 11/29/2021, and now there's another charge on 1/1, and I need to find out what this is.
Okay, I can start with getting your zip code.
What's that?
I can start with getting your zip code.
29526.
Your first and last name?
First name's Carol. Last name is Cox, C-O-X.
Your phone number? I can't pull you up by zip.
301-643-5125.
Can you verify the address for security reasons?
1403 Oak Lane, Conway, South Carolina, 29526.
All right, thank you, Ms. Carol. I do have an account pulled up on you, and I am showing back on June the 23rd, you completed a survey to receive the pulse oximeter.
Okay.
And that survey had terms and conditions. Now, in the terms and conditions of that survey, it stated that if you don't call in, it stated in the terms and conditions that upon completion of the survey, you will be choosing to opt into our factory direct savings store. And the membership fee for that factory direct store is $49.97. Each month that you are enrolled as a member, you receive a $125 gift card to an online web store, along with that monthly rate of
$49.97. No, that is fraud.
So it looks like you've been enrolled since, let me see, June the 23rd. So therefore, that's
June the 23rd?
Yes, this one, you did that survey on June 23rd. So let me add this up for you. 125 plus 125. Okay, 175. So it looks like you have like almost $700 in gift cards in your email.
No, I do not.
They're in your email, and you have to find them. They are there. They are there. You have to look for them. They are there. They're under the factory direct savings store. Each month that you are enrolled, you receive the $125 gift card, and each month, if you didn't use your gift card for the previous month, they just roll over into the next month, and they stack and they stack and they stack until you use them. So in your emails right now, I lost track of how much it is, but it looks like about $600-$700 worth of gift cards in your email. And if they're
no,
not
they're
in
not
your regular
there.
If they're excuse me, if they're not in your regular email, check your spam.
They're not there.
Ma'am, you have to
so
look for them, ma'am.
Somebody needs to take this off my account. And if it's not done immediately, then I'm going to turn it over to the fraud department.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what you got to do it, but it needs to be reversed off of my Discover card. I would never do that with my Discover card. So what company is this?
The company is Pulse Oximeters.
Pulse
Oximeters.
Okay. And that's who enrolled me in this stupid thing?
When you did that survey, you enrolled yourself.
Well, it needs to come off.
So what I can do is for one of those charges is offer you a 35% refund.
Yeah. Every one of them.
No, not every one of them.
I think so.
Can't do that, ma'am.
And why not? I didn't authorize this.
When you completed that survey, you authorized it.
There was, if I completed it, which I don't know that I did.
Because this was way back in June. It's been a little while now. But you you completed it because it has all your information that you just verified. On that survey, it has all your information to complete that survey. Everything you just verified, from being Mrs. Carol Cox to staying on 143 Oak Lane, Conway, 29526, that's the only way we would have all your information if you did this survey.
So I don't know who the survey. I don't know who the survey was from. Do you?
No, I don't.
I need to stop this. So, tell me what I need to do, or what you need to do, to reverse these charges.
I just offered you a 35% refund on one of those charges.
How do you stop it?
I can get it canceled. I can cancel so you won't be charged again.
All right, and you will give me a 35% refund on the 1129 one, and also on
I will
the,
give you a 35% refund on the January the 1st charge.
Okay. Do I need to turn this into the Discover fraud people?
What do you mean?
I'm going to have it all canceled, and they can come after either your company or whoever. I would never have done a $49.97 charge since June. Never. No. I'm not stupid. I'm
okay,
78 years
ahead.
Old and I have all my faculties.
Ms. Carol, I'm going to go ahead and get you fully refunded on that $49.97 charge. But I can't do anything else about the other charges. Because those charges you were supposed to be called at this point, it's almost been since this happened way back in June. From my understanding, what I'm looking at, this was way back in June on the 23rd. This is a whole new year, almost 7 months later, and you're just not calling about it?
Yeah, I just now caught it. I thought it was another charge that I have every 4 months on some life insurance, which is $49.50, and I guess I just didn't pick up on it.
Oh, okay, I understand that.
Otherwise, I mean, I'm pretty damn good about that.
Yeah, Ms. Carrot, I do have you. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, Ms. Carroll.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Ms. Carroll, I had to speak with one of my supervisors. I wanted to help you more, but what I would have to do, they said that I can only handle the most recent charge, which I've already done. I fully refunded you on that one for January the 1st. So what I would have to do at this point is transfer you over to one of my supervisors to see if they further assist you with any other of the charges.
Okay. I really appreciate this. And what is your name?
Trey. My name is
Trey.
Yes, ma'am.
And what company is this you're with, Trey?
Pulse Oximeters.
Okay. I really appreciate it. I don't mean to sound ugly, but this is just unbelievable.
Yes, ma'am.
How they can screw you up like that. So can I get a confirmation number on the full refund? Is that it?
I got a cancellation number for you. It's the same thing. It's C as in Charlie, 258-652.
Wait a minute, 258.
652-230.
230.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cancellation number?
Correct.
Okay. And you're going to transfer me to a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much, Trey.
You're welcome, Ms. Carroll. No problem. Give me 1 second. All right, Ms. Carroll, so I do have that account canceled for you. I'm going to get you transferred to my supervisor to see if they further assist you. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a blessed, you have a great day. I can't say that. Bless.
Well, yeah, you can. And you too. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.